AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. The death toll of Americans killed by Hamas has jumped to 22, and 17 others are still missing. But more than 1,200 people have died in Israel in the last 5 days, and President Biden calls it the deadliest day for Jews since the Holocaust.
You know, the past few days have been a solemn reminder that hate never goes away.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's headed to Israel to help assess the country's needs and discuss the hostage situation there.
We have a number of Americans who remain unaccounted. We are working very closely with the government of Israel to determine their whereabouts and if they have been taken hostage by Hamas to work to secure their release.
Meantime, Israel has vowed to destroy Hamas in Gaza. But many innocent civilians have been caught in the crossfire. Kamal Mashwari spoke with a translator. He's sheltering in a safe room with 45 relatives.
My lungs started to hurt me because of the bad smell that the explosives are giving. The noise is just breaking our ears. They're bleeding because it is so, so loud.
More than 1,000 Palestinians have been killed there. House Republicans are rallying support for Steve Scalise, who says they need to get back to work to help our ally.
We need to make sure we're sending a message to people all throughout the world that the House is open and doing the people's business. And our first resolution we pass under Speaker Steve Scalise will be to make it clear that we stand with Israel.
It's unclear when a speaker vote could happen. George Santos is standing his ground despite facing more federal charges.
As George Santos tells reporters he won't step down following even more allegations.
No, I will not. Excuse me.
There's a new push by Democrats to oust him. House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar.
We firmly believe, the House Democratic Caucus firmly believes, that that individual, that George Santos, does not meet the standards of someone who should serve under this dome.
A group of first-term New York Republicans also say they'll push to expel Santos from Congress. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Coast Guard says it's recovered remaining debris from a submersible that imploded back in June, including possible human remains. That sub was about 1,600 feet from the Titanic when it killed all five people on board. Big money up for grabs later tonight. CBS's Steve Kathan.
Sir, this is $20 for you.
Ticket sales expected to be brisk.
I have absolutely no idea what I would do with it. I'm a grad student right now, so I can barely pay my rent.
It's the second largest lottery prize in history.
$1.73 billion. It could go even higher, though, if no one wins. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't.
I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar & Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome to the Camp Randall Live edition of the Luke Fickell Radio Show. We've got a great crowd, big crowd here tonight. So we're getting into the thick of it. The month of October, big month for the Wisconsin Badgers. Three of the four games this month right here at Camp Randall Stadium. Got off to a great start last Saturday on homecoming day. Wisconsin defeating the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. And now the trophy games start. The Iowa Hawkeyes roll into town. The Heartland Trophy. This is the 20th edition of that. But the rivalry, as you all know, has been just that. Very evenly contested through the years. These two programs, Iowa and Wisconsin, kickoff set for 3 o'clock here at the camp. The game, by the way, next Saturday in Champaign against Illinois. That will kick off at 2:30. Alongside Mark Tauscher and the head coach of the Badgers, Luke Fickell, I'm Matt LePay. Welcome to the show. And
Matt, I got to ask, yeah. You know, I know last week the game was on Peacock and everybody was struggling. And I just want to let you guys know that we're struggling trying to figure out Peacock and everything else. These two are up here trying to figure out Big Ten. What is a Spectrum app? And do we figure this out? So it's not just everybody else trying to figure out the Peacock. It's the head football coach and Matt that can't. I can't figure it out either, but I'm not trying.
I was going to say, thanks for all your help.
I'm not. So just to give everybody that.
I got an issue when they start asking for passwords.
Passwords and your credit card number.
I'm okay giving a credit card. I don't even know passwords. Like. Oh, well.
It's a jungle.
I borrow somebody else's phone.
We're getting through three really tech-savvy guys here, by the way. It's just stunning.
I don't know how you guys are. I'm fortunate to just be able to holler and say, ask one of the tech people to come over.
Yeah, we don't have that. My wife is my tech person.
Same here.
Or kids.
Yeah, kids are much better,
They're much better,
too. I was able to set up Peacock basically because of Linda. So am I doing this right? Yeah, sure, honey. Get out of the way. I don't know how that works. But, you know, social media, I know, Coach Fickell, you put out the players of the week after the game against Rutgers, and it brought a smile. I mean, Marty Stry, special teams player of the week, young man out of Sun Prairie, one of the team captains. Ricardo Hallman, obviously, with the big interception return. And then when I saw the last one, the offensive line player.
You didn't have to bring that up today.
I wanted to get it out of the way.
Did that pain you to do that?
It does. You know, I mean, whatever. You got to give them some credit every now and then. You know, they just did their job. I mean, I guess they need a little pats on the back every now and then.
Well, you know, you beat them up all week and then pat them on the back. But, Coach, that is you coming into that last week's game, all you heard about, and it's great that the special teams coach is going to be out here because, Shiano with special teams and physical play and everything else. It was nice to see, you know, we're not bad either at that.
No, there's a lot of really good things as well. And, I thought that obviously the offensive line played really well. There's some, you know, sometimes statistics don't always tell the whole story. I thought that more than anything, both sides of the ball, really, we controlled the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And there was no doubt we were, you know, I'm not saying playing into their hands, but playing in a lot of ways, you know, the way they wanted you to in some ways. And the last 4 minutes of the first half, I think that they would have said, hey, we'll take this right where we are. With getting the ball start the second half, and obviously things changed a little bit, but ultimately I think the whole first half is controlled by the guys up front, and he was even more so in the second.
Yeah, and one of the things that jumped out, obviously the huge play right before the half, and you know that changed the complexion 10-7 to 17-0. But I really thought before that was the part that really was fascinating to me, the complimentary football that you played. Braylon puts one on the ground. defense comes out, three and out, and then the special teams, you get the ball at the 39.
Yeah.
That is the part of that game that I thought was sneaky even more. The big play with Hallman, obviously great play, but I really felt like that part of the game was probably even more, almost more important than the end of the half.
No, it was. I mean, the field position battle was definitely one in a lot of those situations. And they were one that was – they do pride themselves on very much like us in doing those things, being physical, being sound. But taking advantage of some of the special teams. And I thought that that was one of those opportunities to kind of change the momentum again. Like I said, doesn't always come up in the stat book, but on a turnover to turn around, get a three and out, get the ball back on the 39. There was a lot of situations. Obviously, the big one on you know, the 95-yard return, but I thought there was a lot of other ones that were really, really close to kind of making this thing even a bit more lopsided than it was.
As that sequence that Mark was talking about unfolded, I couldn't help, Luke, to think, from last week on the show, Devin Spaulding talking about Braylon Allen. He's really good when he gets mad. And after that turnover, thinking, well, he's probably a little ticked off right now. And he was the guy who scored the touchdown, ran really hard that next series. And that's
no, Braylon I think best. So. Like, you know, he obviously turned it over when we get down the red zone, and which is not a good thing, we all know. But it wasn't like we were worried. You know what I mean? The first thing that happened was we were getting ready to go back out there. He was getting retaped, and I'm like, no. Make sure he's retaped. We got to get him back out there to make sure he knows. We've got confidence in him. Things happen. Not that we condone it, but you got to get back on the horse and get him back out there. And they did, got him the ball, and you're right. I think that he had something to prove.
Let's get to the Ricardo Hallman interception. It was kind of funny talking to him yesterday. I asked him, I said, was there any doubt that you were going to take it all the way? And he said, I wanted to make sure the quarterback didn't get me down because I'd never hear the end of it. But I know you were talking earlier in the week. That play makes him the easy subject for all of us. We want to interview him. But really, you saw a lot of good things out of the spring, from spring ball from him, did you not?
No, the most consistent guy, I said that, you know, after spring ended, when all of a sudden you see the picks in the spring game, it made me kind of go back and kind of reevaluate. And I recognized at that point in time who was one of the more consistent guys I think we had on the entire team, not to speak of the defense in particular, and it was him. And we've seen him continue to get better and better and better, and it's because of his consistency. And you don't always see the flash plays, you know, especially when you're a field corner, because at times you're not challenged as much, and there are some different situations. You're not always up on the ball. A lot of times you're off and playing some zone things. But I think that what we've seen now is when given the opportunities, he's done a really good job at making some of those really big plays.
Yeah. So when you're watching that, that's the kind of stuff that you see that pays off on Wednesday and on Thursday when you're going through your practice reps and reading it. It's not the consistency that you're talking about. It's not just it shows up and, oh, something lucky just came into my lap. That's the consistency. And then it is nice to see that get paid off with that big play and all the love that
he's been. That's the hard part at that position in particular. And I mean that by even the field corner, because there aren't a whole lot of, you know, times, opportunities. People don't challenge you. I think in that game in particular, where their quarterback was, what they were going to do, they weren't going to take a whole lot of shots out there to the field side. And so at times you can get a little bit bored, and then you can just kind of get into that mode where, okay, if there's going to be an opportunity, when's it going to come? And sometimes, like I say, you get lulled to sleep a little bit, but that's where he has been really consistent. I think as a field corner, you have to have that consistency, because you might only get three or four plays at you a game. But when they are, they're really, really big plays.
All right, Badgers taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. 3 o'clock kick at Camp Randall Stadium. We'll touch on Kirk Ferentz's team as we move forward with this show. We'll also visit with Badgers assistant coach Matt Mitchell. The Luke Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Back in a couple of minutes, this is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Coach Fickell here. When I got to Madison, I was in the market for a new car, and my first call was Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. I needed a car with a lot of space, and the Zimbrick team made it easy every step of the way. I looked at Hondas, Hyundais, Buick, GMC, Genesis, and Infiniti. The key to their success is selection and one-stop shopping. Every day is game day at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. So take a page from my playbook, find your next new or used vehicle at Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road or online at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Celebrating more than 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. We continue with the Luke Fickell Radio Show, Camp Randall Live Edition, as the Badgers get ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday, a 3 o'clock kick here at Camp Randall Stadium. And as we mentioned, our special guest this week from Coach Fickell's staff is Matt Mitchell, the outside linebackers coach, special teams coach, and the previous 13 years was the head coach at Grand Valley States in Allendale, Michigan. So welcome. You know the drill of these coaches' shows. So welcome back to the platform.
I do. Thanks for having me on.
I think you were just saying that you didn't have to do this anymore for 13 years on Thursday nights.
Every Thursday for 13 years.
Do you guys draw like a short straw to see which coach has to come down with Coach Fickell?
No, I just follow orders now that I'm assistant. So when somebody tells me to do something, I just do it. So
I'm sure when you first arrived and met with the media, somebody had asked this, but for those in the room, I mean, you're a very successful coach, I might add. His team's won about 80% of their games, numerous trips into the playoffs and the semifinals, conference championships, undefeated seasons, including last year, right? Undefeated.
Correct.
Regular season. So when Coach Fickell approached you, I mean, established head coach, was it a easy call, tough call, or what went into your decision?
No, it was actually a pretty easy call, to be honest with you. You know, I had a personal and professional connection with Mike Tressler, our current defensive coordinator. You know, I didn't really know a lot of the other staff. You know, I had heard obviously a lot of really positive things about Coach Fickell as a head coach from Mike. And, you know, just to be really transparent, you know, 13 years as a head coach, I had been able to accomplish a lot of things, but was looking for the next thing, you know, personally and professionally as a challenge, you know, wanted to try to grow a little bit. And when I was at the same spot for 13 years, you're competitive, you want to win on those things, but at the same time, you're always looking for opportunities to grow professionally. And so, you know, I think the move for Wisconsin was a no-brainer for me for multiple reasons. I mean, first of all, this place has an ungodly history and tradition of championship-level football. It's located in the Midwest. I mean, I feel like a little bit of my family and my personality fit Wisconsin, and just in terms of the culture in Madison and things that are there. And then, you know, the coaches. Coach Fickell, you know, just has done a tremendous job at the spots that he's been at, and obviously had a lot of success at Cincinnati as a head coach. So I knew he wasn't going to be a first-time head coach. He'd had a lot of success. And I just kind of felt, not really ever having worked for him, but just talking to Mike and some people that did know Coach Fickell, that there was going to be a fit from a culture standpoint. I think that what he has currently established here, just from the culture of what we're trying to get done, matches who I am too and my coaching style and what I am. And then I'd had some backgrounds. I ran all six special teams, and so, but I was looking for opportunities to grow. Coach Fickell does an unbelievable job, along with you know, Coach Hitchler, just, you know, in terms of the special teams things. There's been some growth there. And to be transparent, was you know, still staying on the defensive side of the ball, which is my bread and butter, which I kind of view myself as, you know, I was a head coach, but I was kind of a defensive guy. So just all those boxes really checked. And it was, when I got the call, it was an immediate yes. I didn't really think about it, and had the support of my family to make that move too.
So is it tough you know, that you were an old head coach? Now, do you find yourself critiquing a lot of what Coach Fickell is doing?
No.
You're not like, God, I wouldn't do that. You sure? Get in the headset. You sure you want to go for it here?
I actually brought that up to him after last week when I made a bonehead mistake when we're playing really good defense. And after the game in the locker room, I'm like, God, I wish somebody would have said something to me on that fourth down. I knew I should have punted it. And he's like, yeah, I was going to say something. I'm like, well, it's too late now.
Yeah. Those are one of those things like, yeah, do I say that or just keep my mouth shut? You know, like the wheels are clicking. Like, dang, coach, you're playing good defense. Just punt it away. But no, to be truthful, I think that, and I, again, I'm not going to speak for him, but I think that I'm a better assistant coach because I've been a head coach. I've been in the shoes where I understand what the expectations are for coordinators and staff and everyone, and to win a championship. And so, you know, I have my role, and my role is to coach outside linebackers. I help set the culture of the special teams, work with other coaches. It's a group effort on special teams here at Wisconsin. And then recruiting. And, you know, that is my role. And I try to strive to be the best I can be for this program and for our head coach in those roles. And so I try to stay in my lane. I don't get on my lane. I know that he's got a lot going on to be in the head coach. I've been in that chair. I respect that. And I try to be the best assistant coach I can, the best assistant coach I can for Wisconsin football, because I know that having been a head coach, the guys that I valued the most as assistant coaches were guys that never had problems coming into my office, whether it was player issues or performance or recruiting or those things. Those are the guys that I valued as the head coach, were the guys that were really, really great at their roles. And so that's what I've strived to do. And so it's been a growth process, learning just, you know, this community in Wisconsin, and just, you know, there's some newness with the culture and the staff, and the defense is completely new. There's a lot of things new. And so I've really grown a lot, and I appreciate the opportunity to grow, but my goal is to be the best that I can be in the role that I'm in.
Well, I'm glad that you know now that you can critique and get back at coach. From a special team standpoint, I thought it was really interesting last week because of all of the hype coming in with, you know, what Shiano's done. Do you kind of utilize that when you're dealing with the special teams and say, take that as a motivating factor and say, you know what? Yeah, our special teams are pretty good too.
You know, I think that it was mentioned really early on that the head coach at that institution was heavily involved in special teams. And so anytime you get those type of matchups, there's a point of pride that you're a competitive person, your competitive nature by the coaches that are involved in that, and also the players to try to be really good at it. And I think, you know, to be transparent, through the first four games, we have, you know, we've done a good job at special teams. If you look at an area of our football team, it's been pretty consistent in terms of the performance. It's been that. We just want to really grow and continue to, you know, grow on that. We knew it was going to be a challenge against Rutgers in regards to what they were doing in all four of the core special teams. But, you know, we took it on. And I think what we have going on right now here at Wisconsin, which I think is unique, but is really working well, is we have a good combination of some guys that are in reserve roles on offense and defense that are really stepping up and are taking on and roles and really excelling at those roles. But we also have starters too, and I think that's really unique. And that's a Coach Fickell thing that he very much preaches, which I appreciate being the special teams coordinator, is that the starters are going to play on special teams too. And when you have some of your best players that are contributing in those areas, it sends a strong message to the rest of the program that this is an important facet of the game.
You mentioned starters and non-starters, because I want to say, I mean, Marty Stry was special teams player of the week, and I don't think that's the first time, right? I think he's had another, maybe earlier in the year. I mean, here's a guy who's been in the program a long time. This is his path to get on the field, and he's making it count, it seems like.
You know, there's not probably – I have a lot of respect for a lot of players in this program, but there's not a player I have more respect for than Marty Stray. On multiple levels, again, I mean, first of all, that is an individual that in my room, and I know I think Coach Fickell agrees within our team, especially because he was elected team captain, that was part of this program, and there is not probably a player that loves Wisconsin football more than Marty. He loves this program. He loves this experience. And I really appreciate that he was part of this previous staff and part of this experience for 5 years. Yet when a new coaching staff came in, when a new head coach, a new defensive coordinator, a new position coach in, completely bought into everything that we were doing. And I know that helped me immensely in my room with the transition. And he has been really so much of an influence on our team that maybe some of the fans don't see on the field, but has had a major influence in this program so far up to this point. And then on top of that, the special teams. He's running our punt team. He's the captain of our punt team. He spends extra meetings in terms of preparation for that. And obviously our punt team last week did a great job. It was there was a lot of different looks that they were getting out of Rutgers, and he handled that really well at a championship level. He's on the back end of KOR. He got put in a tough spot where we had a popover kick, and there was sun in his face and his wind, and he made a play for Wisconsin football to get us the ball back in a tight football game. And even though he's not running down a kickoff, every time we huddle up, okay, and we go down on a kickoff, Marty is in that huddle every single time, bringing leadership and bringing a voice and doing all those little things to try to help us out. And he's also on the punt block team, and I know Coach Hitchell, who runs that, the punt block team, will tell you that he's also a captain on that team too. So he is having a major influence. There's some plays that he's made here and there throughout the course of the game, but he's having a really major influence. And that's a senior that, you know, I personally point to, and I've told Coach Fickle this, as long as I continue to do this, I will never forget him based on the influence that he's had on this team. And it's really cool to see him, and I have another senior in CJ Getz, and they do it in different styles, but guys that have been here now 5-6 years that are a big part of Wisconsin football, but they've really embraced some of the subtle changes that have occurred and have really, you know, helped me as a position coach and helped me as a special teams coordinator do the things that we need to do to help win football games on Saturday.
So when you're talking about the positive things, there one negative I think that you could look at is the ball being kicked out of bounds.
Correct.
We've seen four of those.
That's not good.
He doesn't deal with the kickers.
Oh, you're out on that? Yeah.
No, it's not good, though.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's no. Coach Fickle's room. Yeah. But what do you – because I can recall days when you know, our D-line coach would basically want to really get after a kicker. What's the policy? How do you guys handle that? Because that – you guys have been really good with the hidden yardage and what we saw last week. That's something you have to get corrected.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's not at the level that we want in regards to the kick. My experience with specialists, they're an integral part of the football team, but their psyche and who they are is different than an outside linebacker or defensive lineman. It's
listen to a little more Enya.
They're closer to an offensive lineman.
They are. They
more cerebral. Max still here, is he?
Not
the older school offensive lineman, the newer school kind
so
of guys.
So the analogy I would use, and you know, we haven't really talked about this, the head coach and I, but I mentioned they are like golfers. They have a swing, they have a craft, they have a technique. And so I don't know that it's really beneficial if a guy's getting ready to tee off on 18 at Augusta that you would get in his face and start screaming at him, okay, and just screaming at him when he's putting the ball on the tee. So they have to be there's just a little bit different times of coaching that has to occur with that position group as opposed to other position groups.
That's why
groups.
We don't let him work with the kickers.
Because if you take out your frustrations on a golfer, you know, that may even get worse. But, you know, we're working through that. You know, I know that that's not the standard. The player that's involved, he knows not. That's the standard. We're working through that. And, you know, I think Vacos has done an incredible job transferring in from Ohio in terms of the extra points and field goals. His only miss was just a little bit of a longer one last week. We know that we have an option with that, but I think we're trying to be smart. I know they do it in the NFL, but in terms of college, if you have the same guy being the extra point field goal guy and being the kickoff guy, if you go 12, 13 games, there can be a cumulative effect just in terms of the number of swings. And so we have to be cognizant of that. And so we're managing that and not just saying, hey, Vacos, go do it all the time. So we're working through that to try to get the best thing for our team.
By the way, the story Tausch was telling about a kicker who kicked one out of bounds and the defensive line coach got on him. As the story goes, Tausch, you can confirm or deny, said kicker, not to mention any names, but it was Vitaly Pasetsky, who fired back, kind of cussed out the D-line coach in Russian. Is that true? Is that for real?
It was in Russian, and I think the coach who played, it was a D-line coach, very loud, very loud guy. He backed off, which I thought was a wise move, but it didn't. I don't think it. To your point, Coach, I don't think it helped anybody's factor.
Probably did.
Screaming and yelling at each other like that.
So it's. I mean, I've been going with that story for about 24
I'd
years
roll
now.
With
so
it.
That's real.
Vitaly
never denied it.
I don't know if it was, you know, just his way of speaking English or if it was actually right. That part I don't know.
You never know what you're going to learn here in these shows. But we're going to take a break. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll continue another segment with Coach Mitchell as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Camp Randall live edition here this week as the Badgers get ready for another home matchup with the Iowa Hawkeyes. Rusty Toolbox game, by the way, Friday night. We'll give you a full report Saturday. We'll fill these coaches in on what that is. The manager game, the annual rivalry.
I'm sure some of the other places they've been, they have something similar to that, right?
Did you ever have, they did this thing called the Rusty Toolbox game. It's the managers for Iowa and Wisconsin. They play a touch football game. It is a fierce rivalry. Have you in any of your stops had any thing like that, managers, anything like that?
They had something mm-hmm. when I was in school. I don't really know who and when, mm-hmm. but it wasn't like named.
Okay.
And I'm glad
didn't
you
have
just,
a trophy?
I'm glad you just told me what the name was, because honestly, I was at a little kid's football game and the official came up to me and said, thank you for changing the time of the, what is it?
The Rusty Toolbox.
Rusty Toolbox. Yeah. I'm like, okay. I appreciate that. I'm good. Thank you. And I'm like, I looked at my boys. I'm like, what is he talking about? I didn't know we changed the time for the game
nice
of the Rusty Toolbox.
That. That was nice.
All about learning. But the thing that you mentioned, though, BC, Monday at your news conference, man, I want to ask you the same thing. the thing about college football that makes it special, one of the many things, are rivalries. Mm-hmm. I mean, you lived it, you multiple. I mean, obviously one in particular, but there were others. There was a trophy game at the Atlanta Buck, I think, Ohio State, Illinois. But that's something that's the rivalries are stuff.
What was that?
It's called the Atlanta Buck. Atlanta what? Buck, right? Is that what Ohio State?
Illibuck.
Illibuck, whatever. The Illibuck. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It was another one of those
very
ones
important rivalry.
Made up a trophy of some sorts, but
the rivalry portion, you embrace it.
No, I have. That's the way I grew up. I told our guys when we started the week and when we did this stuff in camp, I was, you know, brought up that way. And I think the most important thing you can do in a rivalry is respect the rivalry, you know, and that doesn't mean anything more than the way you prepare to play the game. And is it studying the history? I mean, there's a lot of things that you got to understand, but if you don't recognize what a rivalry really is and have the respect for it, then when you walk out there on Saturday, you're going to be shocked. There's things that are different about that game. You know, what they see on film is not exactly what you're going to see on Saturday. And, you know, I mean, just the nature of the beast when you get into a rivalry game. And that's more than anything for me. That's what I wanted our guys, and I continue to reiterate to our guys that make sure we understand and respect that.
As good as you guys were at Grand Valley State, you were probably wore the bullseye all the time, but you had the rivalry games.
Oh, yeah. Right? We had one where I'm not going to mention the name of the school because there's a lot of hatred towards that school. But no, I respect him. Just like Coach Fickle said, but we had one back and forth, and it brought out the best. That's what I always said, because sometimes there was a couple years we got beat, but I always felt like that made us better. Those rivalry games were, we respected them, but those, you had to bring your best and always, you know, typically made you better. A side note, just to piggyback, Coach Fickle said, you know, I had met with the outside linebackers just today, and I was talking about how this is kind of, for me personally, a little bit surreal from the standpoint. I lived in Iowa City, Iowa. I had a high school coach and assistant coach. I had a high school coach in Iowa City, Iowa, and I used to go to the University of Iowa. Kirk Ferentz and those people were amazing. And so to be in this opportunity to play in this game on Saturday is my first time in this trophy game and this rivalry. It's surreal, and so I'm really just looking forward to the opportunity, but also try to do my best to prepare our players for that opportunity because I do value this and I respect this, and these things don't come around very often, so when you have these opportunities, you need to take advantage of them.
Well, you know enough about this program, obviously both of you for sure, now that it's a team that I know they're finding their way offensively, but they play great defense, and their special teams are very special, what they've done. They got a great punter, great return man. Well, the Badgers are pretty good in that area, too. And I don't know if you believe in jinxes, but, I mean, your freshman punter, Atticus Bertrams, has been pretty impressive. One of our fan questions here, Nate just wants your guys' thoughts on Atticus, how he's adjusted to college punting, and what do you like about what you've seen from him so far?
Well, to be honest with you, I think poise is probably what I would tell you more than anything, because that's what you don't always know. Usually, he obviously is from Australia. He's coming in. He's a little bit older. But a lot of times, guys that are coming from that and from that kick school, they've never really maybe even seen a football game, and they've surely never played in a football game. And so as you throw them into this mix and then you put them into this environment in the stadium, you're always kind of curious, okay, now how are they really going to handle it? He can kick, but when the pressure's on, what is he going to be like? And I could tell you from anything, like just his poise from week one to where he is right now, I mean, that's what I've been as impressed with as anything. And he's still a kid that's, I mean, the sky's the limit. He's going to get better and better and better, and we're going to be able to do more and more things with him. But I think it all is because of his maturity and his poise.
Yeah, to piggyback off, like, it's kind of amazing to me that his first football game was at Camp Randall against Buffalo, you know, and to him the opportunity to do that. I would say, too, you know, throughout the course of fall camp, like, we absolutely bring the gas against our punt team. Like, it is, it's dang near like inside drill sometimes with our punt team. And so I think, you know, we did, you know, really good job as coaching staff, starting with Coach Fickle, of preparing him for some of that, because we put a lot of pressure throughout the course of fall camp. There's a lot of programs. They go punt, you know, I don't want to get guys rolled up, I don't want things happening, but we are very aggressive in regards to preparation for our punt team. So I think that preparation probably put him in a position to do that. And he's incredibly balanced. He's got a great family home, and, you know, have had some conversation with him. I think that's helped with the transition too, because his mom and dad have been supportive. They've been to Madison a few times too and helped them out. So I think anytime you're further, the further away you get from campus, the further away from your new home, to have a support system, I think, is important. So I think his family has really helped him with this transition also.
When you face but I'm not going to ask you game plan. Their punt return man is really, really good. Cooper DeGene had brought one back that was that won the game against Michigan State. Do you have to be careful with a puncher in particular? Don't overthink this. Just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, because you know how when this guy gets a ball in his hands, but just like, do what you do and don't make it more than it is?
Well, I think twofold. I think you got to make sure you respect what it is that you're playing against and understand that. But I think that you can, you know, you can put yourself in a really tough situation if you start trying to tell a freshman punter, this is what we want you to do, and put it out of bounds. And, you know, I mean, we got to be smart. We got to be cognizant that they'll do a really good job at making you have to kick to them. So all in all, you're going to have to cover. And you know, if we can do what we want to do, we would have him fair catch everything, because our whole objective is to kick it 45 yards with 4.5 second hang time. And that should give us enough time to be able to get down there and not give him any space. But as you know, he is not going to wave that hand. He's going to find a way to try to get that ball in his hand and give himself an opportunity.
I do want to ask you, Coach Mitchell, about these outside linebackers. You mentioned a C.J. Getz. I know there's obviously Darrell Peterson. Caden Johnson, under Coach Fickell, we were talking about this last week, a tremendous, maybe didn't play a lot of snaps in the Purdue game, but made a really big play in the Purdue game, forcing the fumble. How do you feel about that room right now and how those backers have come along?
Yeah, I think we've really progressed throughout the course of the season at the outside linebacker position. You know, CJ played his best football game to date against Rutgers and was very, in my opinion, impactful in that game, and he really helped us defensively in that game. You know, and Darrell Peterson plays so hard. He just wears it on his sleeve every time he goes out there and plays extremely hard. And, you know, it's sometimes just refinement, getting him in the right spots. But he's given us maximum effort. You know, one of our tenets is effort and attitude, and he definitely just gives us a ton of effort. Jeff Petrowski has played more as we've tried to figure out, you know, what, coming from Michigan State, how he fits within our scheme, and I think we're getting there. And then, you know, I will give Caden Johnson credit. You know, there was a time early on just still learning and growing and trying to, you know, figure things out. But he has started to stack some practices. He's earning trust. You know, I talk about in my room trust all the time. I'm not going to put you out there. You got to earn the right to do it through trust, and he has done that. And you know, one thing to just kind of highlight is that, you know, I really value those guys in this room, because the outside linebacker position has morphed and it's changed. You know, when I first got here, watched a ton of tape and have a tremendous amount of respect for that position overall in the history and tradition of this program. Obviously, it's riddled with a lot of big names. There's been a lot of great players and a lot of things that happened, but took a look at, you know, how it fit. And I think that we've done a really good job defensively as a staff, is taking some of the things that Wisconsin's done well, taking some of the previous experiences at Cincinnati and other people's previous experiences, and trying to build a defense that's going to give us a chance to compete for a championship. And so the outside linebackers' techniques and the fundamentals, obviously the calls and the schemes, have changed. And those guys have really embraced that. There's been some changes. I give all of them that have played a lot, tremendous amount of credit. And again, it goes back to Marty and CJ, because there has been some changes. And I think overall we're in a really good spot defensively, and specifically with the outside linebackers, to kind of figure out what the strengths of the players are, what the strengths of our defensive guys are. And we're, you know, ultimately as coaches, just trying to put guys in positions that they can have success and be 1/11th of the defense, give us a chance to win. And so it's unique. You know, Jeff Petrowski here in Michigan State, he didn't know any better, so he's my guy that just whatever I tell him, he does. You know, he just goes out and does it. The other guys, there has been a metamorphosis in regards to what has previously been done and kind of what we're trying to do. And I give those guys a ton of credit. And I think, again, knock on wood, we're starting to hit our stride a little bit as we get into Big Ten play. I think the level of play that we're getting out of the outside linebackers can help this defense and this team compete for a championship.
It's been fun to watch. I mean, so much of the conversation going into the year is the offense, the air raid, and me. I didn't ask enough about the defensive side. It's been fun to watch you guys. This is kind of an old school type of game here, maybe on Saturday, with the way Iowa, very physical, but I would imagine you got a lot of guys that are really embracing that challenge.
No, we're itching to do it. And to be transparent, like I had CJ Getz, you know, we got in, you know, our first meeting on Sunday night, and just like, CJ, give me your thoughts and give the group the thoughts about playing University of Iowa. What sticks out about those style of games? Because CJ was out there for majority of steps last year. He's played. And, you know, he had good perspective, and it was spot on perspective about, you know, what it's going to take out of the outside linebacker room to put us in a position, like I said before. So, you know, I think our players understand the style of play that it's going to be necessary and the intensity that it's going to take. And we're trying to prepare them for that. But, you know, it also, as much as we do in practice, it's going to hit a little different on Saturday. It's just going to hit a little different. Those tight ends are going to move a little faster. Yeah. Things are going to be coming at you. And so that's why I do think some of these previous experiences like Rutgers can help us have the confidence when we take the field on Saturday that we know what we need to do to help this defense be great.
Appreciate your time, as always, Matt.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Badgers assistant coach Matt Mitchell. Stay with us. More of the Luke Fickell Show is coming up. Coach Fickell Show brought to you by Zimmerich Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimmerichFishHatchery.com.
road.com. Back in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Show, Camp Randall Live Edition. Badgers in Iowa, Saturday at 3 o'clock. I've worked with Tausch long enough now. I know the wheels are turning. I mean, I'm asking about the punter, the punting game.
Serious,
And Tausch is like, he's had this wrecking ball question in his pocket for how long here?
You are like the special teams guy. When you get talking special teams, I just back off, let you
sure
guys talk.
You do. Sure
talk
you do.
Your shot. But, Luke, I thought something was really funny this week, and I wanted to kind of put you to the test. Some media folk were asking Coach Kirby down at Georgia about wrecking ball and Miley Cyrus. Do you have any concept of what that is?
There is a song, right? I think I remember from a couple years ago.
Yeah, no, yeah. Keep going.
That's about the extent of what I know.
So they asked him, and he had no clue, like, what do you mean? Wrecking ball? What? Because she was on the wrecking ball, and I assumed, I knew you were a little hipper. I knew you couldn't figure out how to get an app going, but I figured you could get that you would know, because everybody knows the Taylor Swift deal, and she's dating... Or do you guys know that? Do you know that? Or you?
I do.
Okay, because you never know. You guys have that bunker mentality where it's.
So, are they still dating? I'm sure you've got.
There are a few things that I do follow, and I still follow my old team and where my son's at. So, by nature, because Kelsey is a Cincinnati Bearcat, I hear about all. Otherwise,
if she was dating like an Idaho Vandal, you wouldn't know.
Who's that?
Exactly.
No, I would not. Oh, I mean...
Taylor Swift is what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, Idaho
Vandal. Hey,
you mean talking about a school?
Yeah, we're talking about the school.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Okay.
reasons.
Well, there you go. So
there's only certain reasons.
He is more dialed in than I think a lot of college coaches are when it comes to pop culture.
Because
you ask Saban questions and he's like, I don't know. I have any idea.
I'll ask Miss Terry.
Miss Terry will tell me all about it.
I don't get my head out of the sand too much. I was informed of some things that were going on in the world, and I had to go home on Tuesday night, and turn the TV on and stay up for a good while. Not a good while, but you know, long enough to at least recognize what was going on in our world. I'm like, okay, I got to at least keep myself a little bit grounded in some of these things. So if there's something else I need to know about,
I'll make sure to bring those up. That'll keep me up to date
on the current events and things like that.
Pop culture. Tausch always says that's a tough part of the week when he talks to you 2 hours before.
So I
went to Patrick Herb last week. Tell Tausch, coach is in a really bad mood today.
I asked him about injuries. He's like, well, Chez isn't going to be available. I was like, yeah, I had an idea that probably was.
I think I said we talked about that on Wednesday night. Oh no, you weren't there. I forgot.
That is what you said. Yeah.
Get that jab in there.
We figured you were listening.
Always tuned in. Well, I got the AirPods in.
It was a tough outing for Max that night, right? Yeah, but they bounced back, right?
They finished strong. But yeah, it's youth football. You got to ride the wave, man. There's some good nights and there's some bad nights.
You're talking to someone over there who knows.
Yes, yeah, I do know that.
No, that's it's all part of it. You brought up Chez. Let me bring up Jackson Aker. That was fun. I mean, even Jackson's the first guy to say this is not how I want to do this, but this guy, he went out there and looked like he'd been there before, didn't he?
I really did. I mean, that was my only concern. Everybody asked after the game. I said I wasn't concerned. I mean, what we had seen him do in spring ball, you know, because when we walked in, we don't really have a fullback, but an H-back, maybe a tight end. Let's put him in the other room. And just by nature where we were with the tailbacks, they said, well, let's start him off and leave him in the tailback room. And he really had shown a lot and developed a lot. And you saw him carrying the football in spring and then in the fall camp. And you're like, okay. So I wasn't worried. I was just curious as, you know, the confidence level that he would play with, you know. So that was where I was really impressed on Saturday is, you know, it's not a situation where – hey, this go in there like maybe last year. I think he scored a touchdown at Rutgers, or 2 years ago he scored a touchdown at Rutgers, and it's probably really late in the game, and it's just kind of maybe some mop-up duty. But to see him go in the times that he did and play the way he did and play with the confidence that he did, I thought that was really, really, really impressive and really good for him and for us.
Something about perseverance, too, because he heard it. Everybody, when they talk with Coach Spaulding or anybody, it's Braylon and Chez. And Devin, he sat here last week, says, no, I like this room. It's a little bit deeper. You talk about a guy that just, he's sticking it out, working hard every day, and now has a chance to show what
he can do. Sometimes you got to find your way, right? I mean, not everybody just fits right into every spot, right? I mean, whether you come in there as a defensive lineman and you get moved to offensive line, or you come in as a wide receiver and you moved, I mean, like, a lot of people have to find their best spot. It's not always when they walk in the door. I know even in recruiting for us, I like guys that got ability to be multiple things. Like, what's he going to look like in 2 more years? And what are his possibilities when you put him in, you know, really competitive situations? And what does he develop to do? And he's just kind of showing us that that's another opportunity, that he's just like that. Like, we don't know exactly what he was. Is he a fullback? Is he an H-back? Is he a tight end? And as you put him into some of these competitive situations and he starts to develop, and he could be a lot of different things, but I can tell you this, he can definitely be a tailback.
We've got 1 minute left. Tausch, you got any other musical questions?
No, I don't have any more musical questions, but one thing I did notice, and we saw a bunch in Purdue with Mordecai running and taking some hits. Did you guys have a conversation? Because I counted 4 or 5 slides, and we're all like,
thank you.
Smart move.
Yeah, we always kind of just remind and talk a little bit about that. And then I think the one time it was maybe 3rd down or 2nd down, and he slid. And in my head, I'm going, what are you doing, sliding? Like, we actually told
3rd down, you don't. 2nd down, get down.
So, no, there's a balance there. And you know what? The more that he shows us that he can do those things, and the more aggressive we'll continue to be. And we need him to be able to do that, and not just in broken situations, but also in making sure people have to play him honestly.
Yeah, he's been terrific here so far. Tanner and everybody else.
Yacht Rock. That's what I could ask
you. Yacht Rock. Next week. So we got to take these breaks. Not like 10 after. We got to do it now.
Fair enough.
Back to wrap it up. Luke Fickell Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Back in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Our thanks to outside linebackers coach and special teams coach Matt Mitchell for joining us here tonight. Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday at Camp Randall. Our coverage starts at 1 o'clock. Kickoff is set for 3 o'clock Central Time in the annual rivalry game, the Battle for the Heartland Trophy. For Mark Tauscher, head coach Luke Fickell, our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. Thanks to all of you for being here live in Camp Randall, the South End Zone. Look forward to seeing you all here on Saturday afternoon for the Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. Big time game in the Big Ten West Division. Talk to you Saturday on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides.